Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Ever feel like you're running a marathon in your own mind? Thoughts swirling, worries piling up, and that inner critic just won't shut off? Yeah, me too. We've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate this mental roller coaster with a little more grace? A way to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a close friend. That's exactly what we're diving into today on The Stoic Life. How to build calm confidence practicing self-compassion and empathy. Now, before you roll your eyes and think this is some touchy-feely stuff, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a pushover or ignoring your shortcomings. It's about recognizing that we're all human, we all stumble, and sometimes we need a little extra love, especially from ourselves. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate a friend for messing up, would you? Probably not. You'd offer support, understanding, and maybe even a little humor to lighten the mood. Well, guess what? Your inner circle starts with you. So let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate this superpower of self-compassion. 1. Recognize your humanity. Remember, we're not robots programmed for perfection. We're complex beings with flaws, insecurities, and yes, even bad days. Accepting this reality is the first step towards treating yourself with kindness. Imagine you're talking to your best friend who's going through a tough time. What would you say? You'd likely offer words of encouragement and remind them that they're not alone in their struggles, right? Well, extend that same compassion to yourself. 2. Challenge negative self-talk. That inner critic can be a real buzzkill. But what if we could reframe those negative thoughts into more constructive ones? Instead of saying, "I'm such a failure," try something like, "This didn't go as planned, but I learned from it and I'll do better next time." See the difference? It's about shifting your perspective and focusing on growth rather than dwelling on mistakes. Think of it like this. Every mistake is an opportunity to learn and improve. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever feel like you're living on autopilot, constantly bombarded with thoughts and worries? Mindfulness helps us ground ourselves in the present moment, noticing our thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's about taking a step back from the mental chaos and simply observing what's happening. Imagine yourself sitting by a peaceful lake, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin, and listening to the gentle lapping of water. That sense of calm and presence is what mindfulness can bring. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on the good things in our lives can shift our perspective and boost our mood. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the little things, a delicious cup of coffee, a kind gesture from a stranger, or even just the fresh air you're breathing. Remember, gratitude is a muscle that gets stronger with practice. 5. Embrace imperfection. This one's a game changer. Striving for perfection sets us up for disappointment and self-criticism. Instead, let's celebrate our quirks, accept our limitations, and remember that good enough is often more than enough. Think of it like baking a cake. Sometimes it turns out perfectly, other times it's a little wonky. But at the end of the day, it's still delicious. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend just bombed a presentation at work. They're feeling crushed, replaying every awkward moment in their head. What do? You listen with empathy, acknowledge their feelings, and remind them that everyone makes mistakes, even the most experienced presenters. You celebrate their courage for taking the risk and offer words of encouragement for next time. That's self-compassion in action. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and support we'd offer a loved one. So, next time you stumble, remember to extend that same grace to yourself. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment, learn from the experience, and keep moving forward. This journey towards self-compassion isn't always easy, but it's so incredibly rewarding. Remember, you deserve kindness, support, and understanding, especially from yourself. So go out there and treat yourself with the love and respect you truly deserve. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of self-compassion. Let's spread the love.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.